Hello, and welcome to Old News, the programme that looks at news of today through the papers of yesterday. The Grand Prix. Love it or hate it, it's here. It must have featured in the papers before. Indeed it has. Take your pick. Well, I have. Just a small selection. How about Miss Grand Prix 1934, an article from the Allgemeine Examiner, August the 3rd of that year. Always on the lookout for new ideas, it says, and always ready to consider new schemes which might help to promote further public interest in one of the greatest, if not the greatest, sporting events on the Manx calendar, the committee of the Manx Motorcycle Club have, within the last few days, devised a unique scheme which, if successful, and there is hardly any doubt that it will be, should obtain worldwide publicity, if only for its novelty, and give this year's Manx Grand Prix races that little something the others haven't got. Here is the idea. The annual dance and cabaret in aid of the funds for the meeting is to be held at the Villa next Thursday, August the 9th. During the proceedings, a beauty contest will take place. This will be open to all, with the exception of professionals, whatever professional beauty is, and the winner will become Miss Grand Prix 1934. Miss MGP will be the guest of the club during the racing period, and it is proposed she will start each race in conjunction with the timekeepers with the Manx flag and flag the winners in as they finish in the accustomed manner. In addition to these duties, Miss MGP will also officiate in many other capacities during her term of office. Would it work now? Maybe not. The competition is to be judged by Miss Edith Hammond, a professional London mannequin and a photographic model who is at present Miss Gloucestershire. She's appeared in a number of film productions, and her successes include finalist in the England Beauty Contest for the title Miss Britain 1932 and Personality Girl of England and finalist for the title Miss England 1934. The noise factor, or indeed just annoying the locals, seems to have been an issue for a wee while as well. How about this? The Mona's Herald from Tuesday, September the 10th, 1935. Leaving the island to get peace. People who take a holiday during the race periods and the High Bailiff's criticism of noisy racing machines. MGP competitors in court. Manx people, we are told, are being forced to leave home because of the terrific din caused by racing motorcycles. That's according to High Bailiff Lay at Douglas Police Court on Friday, when Malcolm Douglas Whitworth of Ickenham Middlesex and Robert John Edwards of Llanvalley in Merionshire, two competitors in the Manx Grand Prix races, were charged with not having sufficient silencers on their machines. Whitworth appeared with his arm in a sling and stated he had strained his arm. Also, his machine had blown up. He pleaded not guilty to having made excessive noise, but admitted he hadn't a proper silencer on his machine when riding up Bucks Road early on Tuesday morning. He didn't realise, he said, that he had to have one fitted on a machine which was going up to the start to take part in the practices. The High Bailiff said that excuse had been put forward many times, and though a certain amount of liberty was allowed, the men competing in the races, they had to remember that at an early hour a lot of people were in bed trying to get some sleep. Mr. Whitworth said he realised that, and he was tootling along as quietly as he could. The Ramsey Courier, on Friday, February the 1st, February note, in 1952, tells us of the MGP race postponement costing nearly £1,000. There's an AGM of the Manx Motorcycle Club. There was a deficit of £965 on the running of the 1951 MGP. This was stated at the meeting. Mr. T. Wetherill said it was because of their failure to realise the publicity value of the races that the government made such a paltry contribution towards their running. Sounds a little bit familiar again, doesn't it? A hint was thrown out by Mr. Wetherill to the June effort committee to promote an additional attraction in September instead of leaving it to the MGP. Mr. W.C. Halsall said, "We are the season extension part of the June effort committee." In a statement on the race finances, Mr. C.R. Ducker, Secretary and Treasurer, said that in March 1951, they had advised Timbald that they would require £2,000 to meet the difference between expenditure and income in the 1951 races. They got £1,850. I think the same members of the Treasury are still there. But as there was still a deficit of £342 on the 1950 races, this sum was further reduced to £1,500. And £8. If we skip to 1952, Friday, August the 29th, in the Allgemeine Examiner, the annual letter of warning and advice from Mr. G.D. Hansen, the Manx Grand Prix practice controller to MGP riders, is well up to his usual standard, we are told. Dear competitor, says the letter, we're delighted to see you. We want you to have a good time, and believe it or not, we want you to take home an award. It follows, therefore, that we are most anxious you should not have a crash in practice, because even a minor tumble jeopardises your chances of success in the race. Crashes are not an inevitable part of racing. 99% of them are caused, let's face it, by sheer bad riding. And bad riding in its initial stages takes place between the ears. You don't want to fall off, and it is long odds that you won't if you will take to heart the contents of this letter. And he then outlines various things that racers should think about. You can't go quickly on wet roads or through mist without taking unnecessary risks. The rising sun will cause no end of trouble from Kirkmichael onwards in the mornings and will be worst in the Sulby district. And certain bends safe at 80 miles an hour on the right time are impossible at 60 miles an hour off the line. If you don't know the line, you probably should ask a travelling marshal or some other experienced character. In 1958, an MGP rider was fined. Mr. Woodman, Derek Woodman, 21-year-old MGP rider from Blackpool, was fined 10 shillings, 50p to you, Grandad, by the Douglas magistrates for not using L-plates whilst driving a car. He was also fined 10 shillings for not being accompanied by a licensed driver while being the holder of a provisional licence, and £1 for having inefficient brakes. He'd been seen driving a car in King Edward Road, and later found the car parked against a lamppost to prevent it rolling down an incline. The handbrake was completely ineffective. It was stated Woodman had a full licence to ride motorcycles. Just as well, you'd have thought he was in the MGP. And finally, another publicity idea which might not go down too well these days. From the Ramsey Courier, Friday, July the 24th, 1953, 5 MGP balloons found. Of the 50 helium-filled balloons advertising the MGP released from a Lancashire Aircraft Company's plane, 5 had been found by people living in Skipton, Ilkley, Harrogate and Oswaldwistle. If that's correct. Some of the lucky finders will get free paddock seats for the races, and the finder of the balloon with the lucky number will get a free return air trip to the island provided by Lancashire Aircraft Corporation. I think we could do with the Lancashire Aircraft Corporation coming back into existence. As we thought. MGP. Current now. It's old news. Cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.